92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
The girl on the phone for a second date update today says that the guy she went out with was the classiest dude she's ever met. So I'm assuming they started their date as he showed up on a white steed, dressed in full regalia. And then he jumped off his trusty horse and regaled her with stories of his conquests while they regaled at dinner and she regaled back.
Yeah, that's so much regaling.
I clearly have no idea what the word regalia means, it's but it regal. Sounds appropriate. Summer, did you get regaled on your first date?
That sounds so bad.
No, that sounds weird.
Yeah, it sounds really? Uncomfortable yeah. is what it sounds like to me.
Yeah.
Well, you said that he was classy, so I just assumed that regalia had to be happening somewhere in there.
Well, I mean, he was classy, but I mean, it wasn't anything like weird like that.
Okay, so what do you mean by it was the classiest dude you've ever been out with?
I mean, he was just a real gentleman, you know? Like, usually when I go out with a guy, they're nice. But, I mean, like, this one, when I met him at first, he kissed my hand and everything.
Ooh,
fancy.
That's an old school move.
Yeah, I don't know how I would take that.
I mean, I thought it was very gentlemanlike, like, very respectful. I thought it was cool.
Yeah, that was going to be my question, because it's a move that not a lot of guys do. So is it creepy or is it cool?
No, it wasn't creepy. He was not a creeper.
Which means he was hot enough to pull it off.
Yeah.
Or she was attracted enough to him.
Yeah, because if you look like me and you kiss somebody's hand, they're like, dude, restraining order time.
And hand washing time.
Yeah, yeah. And need some hand sanitizer quick. So how'd you meet, first of all?
Well, he was a Tinder date.
Okay, oh, cool. So you met classy off of Tinder. This may be a first for anyone.
Rare.
I know, usually you swipe through and it's a bunch of, well, it's some interesting characters, to say the least. But no, he was very nice. Like, he's very professional type of guy. Like, he didn't say anything that was weird or off. And so I was excited to meet him.
Okay.
Good. Okay.
What's his name?
His name's Daniel.
Daniel. And what'd you guys do when you actually went out?
We went to, like, a really nice Italian restaurant, actually. And we got some drinks at the bar, and then we ate. And, yeah, it was a really great time.
See, I think that he must have been excited going into it, too. Because if you're not excited, you don't pick a fancy Italian place.
Yeah.
Pick
a... Not everybody's getting the never-ending pasta bowl.
Yeah.
No, she said fancy.
Hey, you know what? That is to some.
Yeah.
No.
Breadsticks are good, man. Yeah. So dinner was good, though? You guys get along?
It was really great. Yeah, we got along really well. He was super attentive. He was, like, seemed very engaged. Mm-hmm. And he kept complimenting me.
About what?
He was like, oh, you know, you're so beautiful. You're so funny. Like, all sorts of nice things.
Okay, so if everything was great, then why do you think he's not calling you back?
I have no idea. I mean, there was one part of the date that, like, it seemed a little awkward and off. But, like, we got over that.
What part was that?
Like, okay, so there was a pregnant woman that walked past, and I just made a little joke, like, you know, everybody jokes on a first date and stuff, so I was like, oh, gross, I'm so glad I'm not pregnant.
Whoa, that's...
But when,
so you
wait,
ripped
hold
on a,
on.
You know, I don't know, if I were going out with you and you ripped on a pregnant lady, I'd be like, this girl's awesome.
No,
I love
but
it, she just rips on anybody,
but
I
thing.
Could see how somebody would be like, that's a little harsh, don't you think?
Particularly mean. It was just about, like, the state of pregnancy is uncomfortable, and
okay.
So everyone knows that. So I was like, oh, so glad I'm not pregnant. That would be horrible. Oh, you know.
I don't know how much of a joke that is, though.
Yeah,
like,
doesn't sound like
maybe
a joke.
Something like, oh, look how much pasta that lady ate. You know,
that's
maybe more of a joke.
Well, second,
that's like a fat joke. Yeah.
Well,
the second date update is just turned into the proper ways to make fun of somebody. This is amazing. Do we even need to call him to ask for a date? I just want to continue this conversation.
You guys, you're making it seem so bad. It wasn't. It was just seriously me being like, oh, can you imagine if I was pregnant? Oh, wouldn't that be horrible? That was all I did.
If it was awkward about you saying, ick, pregnant lady, what was his response that made it awkward?
Well, he just kind of like, you know, he kind of like stiffened up and leaned back and was like, he seemed like very off put. And he was like, oh, you know, like it was just one of those awkward moments where like he didn't really say anything,
that's
but
not good.
Like clearly that affected him somehow. Yeah.
But you said at the end everything seemed fine.
Yeah, exactly. Everything did. I mean, he kissed me on the cheek and he was like very much like, see you next time, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. So you said you've tried texting him and calling him. Have you done that a lot or just a few times?
No, I just sent like 2 texts and I tried calling once.
And that's it.
That's it, yeah, because I didn't want to, like, scare him off, you know, but apparently he's already scared off.
For some reason. All right, well, we'll play a song, come back, call him, and find out why he's not calling you back in your second date update, okay?
Thank you so much.
Yeah, hang on.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
If you're just joining us for today's second date update, Summer is on the phone with us. We just talked to her about her first date with a guy named Daniel, and I would just sum her date up. In one sentence, everything was going great until the pregnant lady showed up. Yep, showed up and ruined everything for Summer, or at least that's what she thinks. Just a quick recap, she met a dude off of Tinder, Daniel, the guy we're talking about. They met up, went to a great Italian restaurant. She said that he was classy and gentlemanly. And then there's one point in the middle of the date that there was a pregnant woman, and Summer decided for some reason she needed to rip on that pregnant woman and looked over and was like, oh, God, could you imagine if I was pregnant right now? That looks terrible. And I guess he sort of tightened up after that, like, that was rude. But it was really just a misplaced joke from Summer, and it didn't work out that well for her.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't hate pregnant women. I just said I'm glad I'm not pregnant right now. Like, I am.
I'll tell you, you sound like a very happy, bubbly person. And as a mom, I'm just going to say, don't take offense to what you're saying.
So she supports you.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, thank you. Thank you for your support. It means a lot.
Yeah.
But apparently Daniel seemed a little awkward after that, but they still ended the date with a kiss on the cheek. And Summer, according to you, it's one of the best dates you've ever been on, so you can't figure out why he's not calling you back.
Yeah, exactly. Everything seemed to go good except for that one little pocket of time. But otherwise, I mean, we ended so well. I don't get it. Why isn't he calling me?
I wonder if the pregnant lady that you kind of made fun of at the restaurant, that could have been his baby.
Oh,
no.
That
what?
Makes sense. You
no,
see that.
No way.
It was like an ex-girlfriend that was in there, and he's like, that's my child.
No, that's like a weird sitcom. That's really cool.
Okay, I'm dialing his phone number right now. Here we go.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, is Daniel there?
Yep, speaking.
Hey, what's up, man? How are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Hi.
Hi.
The radio show?
Yeah. Yeah, are you familiar?
Yeah, I've heard it a couple times.
Sweet.
Oh,
what do you think of it?
Yeah, you guys are cool.
You don't mean that one bit. Yeah, you have not listened enough. I could tell that you did not really mean that.
He's like, I heard 10 minutes one time.
No, I did. I mean it.
Okay, sure. You could tell you didn't. You're like, yeah, you guys are cool. I don't know. Yeah, sure, whatever. Well, I'm calling you today because we actually got an email about you.
Okay, about what?
Well, it's from a girl named Summer.
Oh, Summer emailed you?
Yeah. Yeah, we do a segment on our show called The Second Date Update. So you went out with Summer, and she's tried to text you and call you since your date, but apparently you haven't responded, so she would call in the big guns.
Mm. Oh, boy. All right.
Yeah. So can you tell us why you aren't calling Summer back?
I don't really want to.
But she kind of wants an explanation. Dude, we talked to her, right? She had great things to say about you. She said it was like the best date of her life.
Yeah.
She was really complimentary.
That's really nice. I mean, we had a lot of fun. It was a fun time.
So you liked it?
She was fun.
Are you not attracted to her? Is that the issue?
No, she's cute. I like her. But it's just not going to work out.
Okay.
Well, why? Yeah. If she's cute and you had fun.
Yeah, sounds awful.
Is that a problem? You don't like that?
No, I really like that. It's just she lied.
She lied?
Whoa.
About what?
Actually, let me rephrase that. She wasn't 100% truthful with me.
Okay. But who is on a first date? Let's be honest.
Well, yeah, but I mean, this is kind of an important thing that she wasn't very truthful about.
What was it?
Well, she said her name was Stephanie on Tinder.
Okay.
And then when we met, it was revealed that her name is Summer.
So she uses a different name on Tinder.
Yeah, well, number one, I don't know why someone would do that, but...
I can think of a lot of reasons. Maybe she's got a crazy ex, or she doesn't want people to know, or she doesn't want her job to be able to search her on Tinder.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I mean, nonetheless, it still wouldn't work out.
Why?
Why is that a big deal?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so her name is Summer.
Her name is Summer, okay.
My last name is Pants, and if... yeah, if we were to, I don't know, like long-term relationship, get married at some point, her name would be Summer Pants.
Come on, that is the dumbest.
I think that's
amazing.
Yeah. I would love that.
Well, I would not love that. It'd make me very uncomfortable knowing maybe people are making fun of her behind her back or something like that.
Oh my God, you jumped so many steps, by the way.
Well, I know I'm going fast, but I'm looking for a long-term relationship. So I'm not there to just mess around with people. And
So you're looking for a forever pants.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, don't be a smarty pants, Jubal, okay?
You don't feel like somebody with the name Summer Pants would be the person that you want to be around all the time.
No, it's just a little too awkward.
Okay, but you are... so many assumptions here. One, that she would even take your name when you got married. Like, a lot of women keep their last name, and that's fine.
No, I come kind of from a more traditional point of view.
So you want whoever you marry to take your last name?
Yeah, I do.
Even though it's an awkward life to live with the last name Pants.
I know it is. I'm living it.
But you're Daniel Pants, and you don't think Summer Pants would be a good partner for you.
No, I just couldn't do that to her.
All right.
Oh, my God.
And that's it? That's the only reason?
That is the biggest reason, yes.
That is okay. So ridiculous to me.
Well, yeah,
you could be missing out on the love of your life because of a silly thing.
And it's years of great jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a problem for me. I don't want my wife's name to be a joke. I just want us to be a happy family of Pants.
Oh, my God.
See, now you're making jokes about your own last name, so you can't really judge.
No, I'm allowed to.
Okay, you're allowed to. Well, Daniel, I do have to let you know that Summer is on the phone listening right now, and she wants to talk to you.
What?
Yeah, you there, Summer Pants?
No.
I can't believe this. Wait, are you serious, Daniel? Really? It's just because of my name?
Yeah, I mean, your name can't be changed.
But, like, this can't be the real reason. Like, there must be something else. And was there something else? Like, you won't hurt my feelings if you tell me.
No, look, I had a great time with you. When I thought your name was Stephanie, everything was fine. And then you told me your name was actually Summer, and that kind of was it for me.
This is so crazy. I just can't believe it. What if I, like Brooke said, I mean, I can keep my name. I don't have to change over to Pants. I mean.
Yeah, but I'm kind of looking to have someone that has my last name with me.
I can see that.
That is so weird. Yeah, it's fine.
I can hyphenate. I can always have my full name on the registry. And then
you
want to
have a hyphenate Pants?
hyphen pants,
yeah.
Well, no, I don't care. Like, I really don't care what my name is. I think it'd be fine. I don't think people will think it's weird. And I love the name Pants. It's great. It's only 5 letters. That's perfect.
What?
Well, you know, on the Scantron forms and stuff like that, it's so annoying to have a long last name. I would not mind shortening down the Pants.
That is true. It's a lot easier to fill things out.
The important things.
Look, I'm looking out for you. I don't want you to go around and say, hi, my name is Summer Pants, and have people making fun of you behind your back. Who knows?
Okay, this is going to sound really weird, but, like, I might just be ignorant. Is this, like, some sort of sex term that I don't know?
No, it isn't.
I don't know it either if you don't know it.
But I think it should be.
No.
I mean, like, just you're making such a big deal out of it. I don't know if this is, like, some weird, like, what's so bad about it?
It'd be the same if your name was Autumn.
Yeah. Autumn Pants or Spring Pants.
Yeah.
But the thing is, Daniel, I don't think that you're listening to her or anybody else in the room. Like, you are the only one that has a problem with Summer Pants.
And you guys aren't getting married anytime soon if you do. You just had one date. Why not give it another shot, Daniel?
I just feel like we really got along well, and I really do want to see you again. And I don't know, Like, I mean, I understand that you have reservations, but I mean, I think it's something that, you know, I'm okay with it.
She is so understanding, Daniel.
She seems really
you
nice.
Are going to be missing out if you worry too much about this pants thing.
So, Daniel, would you like to go out with Summer again on a second date? We'll pay for it.
What, you're going to pay for it? Okay.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, let's go to Hawaii.
I'm not sending you to Hawaii, Mr. Pants.
Smart guy.
I think dinner.
Well, you said you'd pay for it.
How about this? Dinner at somewhere local.
Or like a Hawaiian
cap,
restaurant.
Cap, $75.
I think that is pretty generous.
Yes, that's great.
You'll do that? All right. It could be a Hawaiian-themed restaurant if you want. I don't care. Summer, does that sound good? Another date with Daniel?
That sounds great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey. Congratulations. Successful second date update.
Hey. Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh
yeah.
Yay. I'm so excited. You better text or call me back, Daniel.
I will, Summer Pants.
See, now you guys already have a little joke. It could work out.
Yeah, it could. I'm super excited to potentially be Mrs. Summer Pants.
Yep. Don't rush things along, all right? One pant leg at a time. God, thank you so much.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
Text in at 78592 that says, I wish my last name was Pants. Pickup lines would be endless.
Yeah, that's true.
We're talking about today's second date update. A woman named Summer wanted to call this dude named Daniel, who wasn't calling back after their date. They had a great date. The reason that he wasn't calling back, she didn't tell him her name was not actually, or it was Summer. She had a different name mm-hmm. on her profile mm-hmm. online, and her real name is Summer. She has it changed for whatever reason, but she told him that her name was Summer, and he's like, I can't date you. Because his last name is Pants, and he didn't want to be dating somebody that would be named Summer Pants if they ever actually got married.
Which is so dumb. I mean, it's like you, Jubal Flagg, not dating someone named America.
Yeah, and I would do that because I think it would be even better. I'd be like, I love that. So they decided not to go out again. Aww. He just couldn't handle her being called Summer Pants. Unfortunately, though, I think that's an awesome name.
Yeah. Hey, I'm Fox. I'd like to date a Harry.
There you go.
You know?
Remember, if you want to do a second date update, all you have to do is email us, and we will call the person who didn't call you back.
Move at 92.5%.